good Monday morning. Hope you had a good bye week. Pumpkin patches, weddings, all taken care of. Back at it. A little bit later in the show, we'll hear from the head coach, who now has four to go in 2021. Purdue is up on Saturday. Purdue off of their loss to Wisconsin. So we'll hear from the head coach. Matt Verzal is coming up here in just a little bit. We will try and arrange a fight in the parking lot between Damon and Verz. Also, Mike Schaefer will join us. We have lots to discuss after a busy weekend of football. Some that made sense, some that didn't. The 9 overtime game where Illinois ran for 357 on Penn State and beat Penn State, we must discuss. We also will discuss one of the worst calls in the history of college football that happened in Ames, Iowa. We'll discuss what happened in the NFL yesterday in Nashville. This is Josh's day. You know, instead of walking around with a sign that says, "Let's go, Brandon," I will walk around with a sign that says, "Let's go, Josh."
I'm just so happy.
And your baseball team is in the World Series for the first time since 99. You beat the Dodgers. You'll have a lot of people rooting for you because of who you're going against. You're also rooting for a franchise that has basically given Major League Baseball the middle finger after they pulled the All-Star game. And they have Travis Tritt sing the anthem. They still do the tomahawk chop.
You got to stop that.
I mean, it's a weird series. There's some storylines there. I don't know if it appeals to everyone. I do think it'll be quite an entertaining series, whether it be rooting for Dusty Baker or Brian Snitker to win a World Series title. So we will discuss that. Thanks for wearing the Titans T-shirt today. Thanks for clubbing my football team yesterday in every single way.
Gave you an entire half off to just, you didn't have to watch it. If you're a glutton for punishment,
Hold on, hold on. One second here. You do realize in the second half that the Chiefs outscored the Titans 3-0.
Yes, I will concede that fact.
Do you also realize that the Chiefs did not allow Derrick Henry to run for 100 yards?
Yes, but he threw for more than Patrick Mahomes did.
That's not true, but kind of funny. It's the small victories for my football team that is broken. I have no other way to say it. They are broken. I did not think I'd be waking up today and the Broncos and the Chiefs would have the same record. If you told that to a Bronco fan, they'd be like, "This is great." Now we're both like, "This is awful." But lots to discuss after a busy weekend of sports. We will do all of that as we roll till 2. Matt Verzal is coming up here in just a little bit. His Scott Skyhawks, they take on Norris in the opening round of the Class B playoffs. Big Friday night for high school football. The first round of the high school football playoffs will be coming up on Friday. So Verzal will join us. Scott Frost, we'll hear from him down in Lincoln, what the bye week was like, what the weekend of recruiting was like, and now what this week must be like for Nebraska and Purdue, and then Mike Schaefer as well. That's all to come on a Monday, usually a reaction show. It's still a reaction show. Watching college football where you don't have a lot of interest outside of just financials does get exhausting. How do people do this every Saturday? Watch college football where they don't have a team playing. I mean, it is exhausting. It was going to be a bad weekend in college football, and all of a sudden it turned into KU is what?
They're letting them in the game for free in the fourth quarter.
Which is fantastic, which I think they should do all the time. Like, I wish they would, and I know they do it, but they don't do it because of security reasons. Just open up the gates. Second half, people have left. They're not coming back. Let people in for free.
How do you go 9 overtimes and not score 21 points? Come on, people.
Oh, we've got thoughts on that. So college football was kind of, as college football has been this year, it was the dud of a Sunday in the NFL. If you like bad weather games, you enjoyed the finale last night. I think my terrible weather football games, I enjoy snow more than I enjoy rain. I also will go into my meteorology background to explain the bomb cyclone and why it could be worse tonight in Seattle for the Saints and the Seahawks, which gets the Manning treatment of Geno Smith versus Jameis Winston. Kickoff is a little after 7. You can hear that here on The Zone. Lots to dive into. We will keep you entertained. We will keep you informed. And we'll keep you engaged in thinking Because we will talk a lot about what is ahead for Nebraska coming up this weekend against Purdue, who fell to Wisconsin. And doesn't it feel like Wisconsin's going to find a way to win the West with Iowa this weekend in Madison? And Wisconsin's a favorite, and the total is 36.5. Oh, I love you, college football. Matt Verzal is coming next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. Hey, coming up tonight is the finale of Week 7. And this is a great opportunity for you to get involved. Put together a same-game parlay bet with FanDuel Sportsbook. They're helping you get the most out of every play. They're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. So put together a same-game parlay from tonight's game between the Saints and the Seahawks. Take a look at the money line. Take a look at Jameis Winston, who quietly has had a nice little start to the season. His touchdown passes, and maybe, how many points will be scored in the fourth quarter and weather could be in play. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet today at FanDuel Sportsbook. Get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code GARY162 to also receive 30-1 on enhanced odds on a Week 7 matchup. Win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code GARY162 so that I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 over, present Iowa. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Maximum refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.